First, we give a very special St. Mary's welcome to our seminarian for the summer. Nick Shiver is with us through the end of July, and Nick will be saying a few words at the end of Mass. So welcome, Nick. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Pentecost, 50 days after the glorious resurrection of Jesus Christ, the day of the coming of the Holy Spirit to the apostles gathered, we are told by St. Luke, with the Blessed Virgin Mary. Before Pentecost, the apostles were slow to understand. They even were slow to understand the teachings that they had directly received from Jesus himself. They were also weak in their faith. We see that St. Thomas proves that beautifully. They are also battling amongst themselves for who was the most important, who should be first. They're also full of fear. They were afraid for people to know them as followers, to know them as disciples of Jesus, because they were afraid of persecution, like some today. But then came Pentecost, this strong driving wind, these tongues of flame. The Holy Spirit comes down in wind and flame, and they are completely changed. They now go out into the world to preach without fear, full of divine wisdom, full of the power given by the Holy Spirit. And they called everyone, Jew and foreigner, to a new life, to conversion. And you and I are here today because they did that. We would not be here if they had not. Those ones who had been full of fear went into the world to suffer persecution and many, if not most, the ultimate form of witness, martyrdom. And thus began the first evangelization. Now in our days, you and I are called to embark upon this new evangelization, since at least the time of St. John Paul II. But for that, we need to be transformed again by, you guessed it, the Holy Spirit, like the apostles at Pentecost. So why is this new evangelization necessary? Well, to find out, all we need is the ability to read the news. We only need the ability to see and to hear, because for much of humanity throughout the world, we have moved far from God. Some because we reject any higher power greater than ourselves. Others because, if we have to be honest, political parties have become our actual religion. They are the only morality that we'll listen to, even above the teachings of Jesus Christ himself and the church that he founded. Others because we believe that religion is something that can be tailored to each person, like we might choose items in a grocery cart or ingredients for a recipe that we like. Others, because in the words of St. Paul to Timothy, a time is coming when people will no longer listen to sound and wholesome teaching, and they will follow their own desires and will look for teachers who will tell them whatever their itching ears want to hear. Prophecy that has been fulfilled in our time, certainly. So that our generation does not completely lose faith and even rationality, we have to be reborn from on high, born of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit, which we receive in baptism and confirmation, is the same Spirit with the same power the apostles received. You lack nothing. You and I receive the same power. Perhaps the only thing we lack are zeal and the fire that they had. In many ways, our generation suffers from the worst thing possible, indifference, lukewarmness, tepidity. Many people just don't care, even so-called believers. But not you. The reason you are here this morning is because God has called you to get away from not caring and to something greater, to be on fire. How? How can this transformation happen in us? All we need to do, look to see how it happened the first time. Look at what the apostles did when they received it. First of all, they believed and obeyed the Lord. They understood that there was more than themselves. And they were willing to alter their lives, their plans, for a greater plan, a greater love, something that would bring them far more peace than simply following every little passion and desire that came along for themselves. The love of God. Second, where were they and what were they doing? St. Luke tells us in the Acts of the Apostles that right before this day of Pentecost happened, all devoted themselves with one accord to prayer, together with some women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and they were continually in the temple praising God. The secret, which is not so secret, is prayer, talking to God. And prayer requires, of course, humility. There is someone greater who has plans so much greater. Prayer with the Blessed Virgin Mary, like the apostles, daily persevering prayer, like the apostles before Pentecost. Friends, we need fire. We need ardor. We need love. We need the fire of the Holy Spirit, the very fire of the apostles and first disciples of Jesus Christ. And it is possible. You already have the tools. We all have them. What we must do is develop the enthusiasm by the knowledge, learning the knowledge of the faith, develop the zeal and the determination that is necessary to transform the world, starting here in Aiken, in our families, in our relationships, where God has placed us. Are you really content with the way the world is? As a disciple, isn't Jesus commanding something greater than yourself? A different world is not made by indifferent people. The Holy Spirit teaches us that Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. We need to fall in love with him all over again. The Holy Spirit transforms bread and wine into divine food, Christ's own body and blood for our nourishment, to give us the strength to do it. Believe in him, and Christ, the way, the truth, and the life will set you free. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.